a.m. right across the Mid-North Coast. Good morning, everybody. You got Strotty for Brekkie on this Friday. It is the 5th day of October. That was the late, great Murray Happ with the Strotty Breakfast Show singers, led by the great Tony Verhoeven there, and the It's Friday song. Yes. Well, our beautiful sunrises we've had at this time every day this week are gone. Yes. All I have is cloud looking out to the east and a prediction of cloudy conditions for the whole day with a very high near 100% chance of rain and thunderstorms, heavy falls possible, and of course strong wind warnings for the coastal waters. Now, looking at the radar at the moment, we're pretty clear actually on the Mid-North Coast. There's a little bit around Taree, slight little dot south of Kempsey, but it looks pretty clear for the Mid-North Coast. But up further north of northwest of Woolleye and Grafton, there are some orange clumps there. Now, that means absolutely intense rain. To the south, off Lemon Tree Passage, Newcastle, well offshore, there is yellow and red parts in huge clumps there. But at the moment, it's not too bad. Apparently, in Sydney, 70 millimetres, the top rainfall registration overnight. But the best we can do is 13 in coughs here. So you've got your fingers crossed. It's such a double-edged sword. I mean, we really do need the rain over the mountain range to the farmers. The poor old Port Race Club, they're one day to make a good quid, and it looks like it's they're predicting like my storm and tempest stuff. But anyway, the Weather Bureau's been known to get it wrong before. We'll wait and see. Now, let's have a look at the major news stories of the day, and that is the big story, of course. Parts of drought-plagued New South Wales have had more rain in the last 24 hours than they've received all year. That is a great story. The man shot by police at a Sydney hospital. It was the hospital I've been to plenty of times too when I lived there. Nepean was allegedly carrying knives and a note saying there was a bomb in his car. An Australian Air Force plane has landed in Indonesia yesterday afternoon with supplies to help those poor people following the earthquake and tsunami. The tsunami footage I've seen is absolutely terrifying. The confidential FBI report into allegations that Judge Brett Kavanaugh sexually abused women 3 decades ago, quote, found no hint of misconduct by the Supreme Court nominee, a top Republican has said. Meanwhile, here we go to the other side. The Democrats have complained the FBI's reopening of the Kavanaugh background check has been far too limited, leaving out contact with crucial potential witnesses. A toaster that won't toast has taken home a top shonky gong at the Choice Awards ceremony. That's the ceremony that calls out brands for their bad behaviour, with the group who tested the toaster initially believing they must have picked up a faulty model. It doesn't toast. Locally in the news, Coffs Clarence Police District are requesting the public keep an eye out for a number of recently stolen vehicles in the region. Dangerous surf warning for the Macquarie Coast today. And as I mentioned, it is Port Cup Day today with the running of the $150,000 Carlton Draft Port Cup over 2,000 metres. Nationally in sport, former premiership winning coach Michael Maguire has rejected a multi-million dollar offer to coach the Manly Sea Eagles as Trent Barrett's replacement. And News Limited are running a story again saying Ivan Cleary will be at Penrith sooner than expected. You'd hope not. Jeez, but anyway, that's apparently what's going to happen. There you go. On the show today, plenty happening because it's Friday. We are so excited about the weekend coming up. Now, after 6 Bluey Waters with the fishing best bet and also his Port Cup best bet, he has been the kiss of death of late, Bluey. He tipped the Warriors to win the comp. He tipped Melbourne to beat the Roosters. Can he write that today and get us a winner at the Port Cup? We all hope so. Also coming up, after 7, we'll release our top 3 things to do around the coast at the weekend. We're also hopefully going to catch up with Chris Wright, who's raising money for Mia's Big Adventure. They're riding motorbikes. They stayed out yesterday from Port Macquarie to head to Wagga over 4 days. They're trying to raise $300,000 for this little girl to have surgery in America. It's an amazing story. I'll talk to Chris hopefully later on in the morning. Also, John Michael Hollywoodhausen with all the entertainment goss, and he's got some great news for Hugh Jackman. birthday wheel after 8. And if you're birthdaying today, you have a chance of winning $1,000. And Imran Khan, Guy Pearce, and Brian Johnson from ACDC are also sharing your birthday today. Also, what's on the Mid-North Coast today for Holiday Coast Credit Union? We'll talk to Christy around 8:45 as usual. 13 27 10, you can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. Get as far as the Facebook site or indeed our website, Triple M Mid North Coast. Or if you missed any part of the show, just go to my page and press catch up. We
love
our city.
Love living here.
Why would you want to live anywhere else?
It's just a good spot.
Love it.
Love the music you play.
I can always have a good laugh on my way to work.
My Cactus for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe. Planning your spring garden? They have everything you need in stock now.
On the Cactus Comedy Channel, another episode of Two and a Half Bogans.
Hooray for flatland mallets, we are happy little bogans. Hooray for windows and upwards, bogans win that day.
You can get it fishing, you can get it kissing, you can get it drinking a beer. Vic Bitter.
I tell you, Shazza, that's the best beer out ever.
Your Norse song.
A hard-earned thirst needs a big cold beer.
What a classic. A hard-earned thirst needs a big cold beer. That's from the man from Snowy River. Or was it Bob Hawke? I can't remember.
No, Dave-O. Look,
mind you, why the hell you have to get it fishing or get it driving or get it riding a plough and that has got me stuffed. I get it just waking up in the morning. As a matter of fact, I've got it now. Give me another beer, Brock.
Right on. Some politician bloke on Sunrise reckons they might soon ban alcohol commercials. Dave-O?
Bloody gummit! They stop the boats bringing in terrorists and it goes to their head. Now they're stopping everything. They stop me smoking in the pub. They even stop me smoking on the footpath outside Centrelink. I mean, how do you calm your nerves when you're trying to get your story straight? Bloody gummit, is the nanny goat state all over again? Beer ads are the best thing on TV since sliced bread.
Here's your beer, Dad.
Oh, thanks, Brocky. Hey, it's only half full.
I think they put the GST up.
Oh, bloody gummit. They ban our grog ads and our smoking and then stick the GST further up as the rip-off knobs. Now shut up, all of you. The bloke from Sportsbet's got the odds on the greyhounds at Dubbo Gardens.
That's another thing the government says it might stop.
What? The dish lickers? Just because they like chasing possums and stuff, it's natural.
No, they might ban gambling ads during sport and that because it's bad for kids or something.
Hey, they're what? What the farlap's going on? Drinking, smoking, having a bet. They're attacking our daily staple. Those things are our human rights. It's in the Geneva Convention Centre. What will young Brock have to look forward to when he grows up?
Yeah, bloody gummit.
Look at him, an innocent child deprived of a future. He'll never know the good things in life, Shazza.
I think he will, Dave-O. Look, he drank most of your beer, he just nicked another ciggy, and you gave him a sports bet account for Christmas. Remember?
Aye? Oh, yeah. Yeah, good on you, Brocky, mate. Cop that bloody gummit.
Bloody gummit.
Geordie Leakes, the latest entertainment goss.
Brought to you by Southwest Rocks Country Club, the premier entertainment venue in the Maclay Valley.
As this Tuesday night, the Opera House may be lit up to promote the horse race, the Everest. Now, the light show, pitched to run for an hour on Tuesday night, has been designed alongside the company renowned for the Vivid Festival and would coincide with the barrier draw for the world's richest turf race. Temagog's most famous guitarist son, Joe Robinson. Yes, he's strutting the world, still is our Joe. And how's this? His latest video post sees him jamming with guitar legend Steve Vai, and it is sensational. What's going on with The Bachelor? Nick Cummins last night turned his back on love and Australia by dumping both finalists, including our own Brittany, at the finale, choosing to go home alone after wasting everyone's time. I don't think the girls were impressed.
Both of you are amazing women, and I just, it's too much for me right now.
Are you kidding me?
Do you know what? Snick's lost.
Triple M's fishing best bet.
Here he is, the one and only Bluey Waters. Good morning, Bluey. Hang on, the line's gone. Oh, don't you love it when this happens? Fair dinkum. Anyway, just hang on 2 seconds. We'll get the great man back, hopefully. Ah, this is live radio, folks.
Bluey Waters.
Hello, Bluey. Was that you or me that dropped out there?
It was me, but I'm not admitting to it.
Well, that's good, because I always have trouble with this phone system here. They're going to apparently rejig it next week. Anyway, that's good. That's not me for a change. Bluey, what about yesterday? How did we go?
didn't do too bad. The wind didn't get up, and we were able to get a fair session of fishing in yesterday. And a few small tarter come off the beaches and a few bream, and around the rocks we saw the headlands producing some blackfish. And back in the estuary flathead, we were on the crawl too with some crabs. So all in all, the fishing scene was quite healthy yesterday.
Righty. What about today, given that this weather... Bluey, I'm going to fear I'm going to have to wear a mask if it doesn't rain today. Have a look. I've been saying all week. What do you think? Strong wind warning current for northerlies. It's only just puffing a bit here at the moment. We've got dangerous surf conditions, rain, thunderstorms, heavy falls possible. Where are we going to go?
I think you've got the wrong script.
Okay, all right. I hope I'm right.
I think it's going to be a light cloud. Light winds from the north, low tide late morning, and I think we're out of the estuary and we're going to try for a brim or a blackfish on prawns.
Okay, the estuary. Okay, clubs out this weekend?
Yeah, got a couple of clubs out this weekend. Firstly, in town here, the Port Macquarie Blue Water Fishing Club have got their Sunday comp on. It's 12 o'clock weigh-in back at the marina, followed by a barbecue. Also, the Haddad Amateur Fishing Club, they've got a comp on. It's a 12 o'clock weigh-in back at the clubhouse with a barbecue. Red Rock Fishing Club, they're out this weekend. 2 o'clock weigh-in at the Quirindi Pub on Sunday. And, of course, our good friends at Southwest Rocks, Southwest Rocks Seabreeze Hotel Fishing Club, their weigh-in starts at 11 o'clock on Sunday in the beer garden.
All right, well, that sounds pretty good, Bluey. Very good indeed. Now, the Bluey Waters Carlton Draft Port Macquarie Cup TAB Best Bet. What have you got for us in the great race worth $150,000, Bluey?
Yeah, how good's that, eh? I'll be cashed up with this one. Yeah, race 7, barrier 4, horse 9, Lady Evren at 8-1.
Sorry, race 7, who was it?
Horse 9,
Lady Evelyn, ridden by Andrew Gibbons from Barrier 4. Okie dokie.
Yes.
What price, Bluey?
8-1.
8-1! He's having a red back on it. Well done. Yep. All right, Bluey. That sounds pretty good, yeah. I'm going, because I like Valentino Rossi, the bike rider, I'm going with Valentino Rossa. Now, what price is Valentino Rossa, Bluey?
5-1.
5-1, is it? Oh, well, there you go. We'll wait and see. Yeah. What do you reckon they're like in the wet, Bluey? Although, have a look at it. The radar at the moment is rain all round except the mid-north coast where it's all dry.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I think we'll be right today. I really do think we'll be right.
If that collects, you're going to collect about $160.
Triple M's.
And we go to this.
The Bluey Waters Bottle-O Best Bet.
Yes, the Blue Waters Bottle-O Best Bet this weekend. We're off to BWS. We've got Hahn Super Dry at $46 a carton.
Oh, yeah, 46. Now, Bluey, I know you're good.
Smooth on the throat.
Yeah, and smooth on the pocket as well. What's that at grog, Bluey?
It's $1.92, thank you very much. Under $2 a grog.
Under $2 a grog. Well, there you go, Bluey. Hopefully it doesn't rain like it say it's going to, but we hope it goes over the mountain for the farmers. But you're sending us out to the estuary today. You don't believe my forecast. I can't believe that. Going for a brim or a blackfish on prawns. Thank you, Bluey.
Cheers.
With the latest, I'm Hannah Rose Hamer. The opposition is set to promise more money to the early education sector. Labor is set to wrap up a week of big pre-election promises today, with Bill Shorten expected to announce the party will scrap the upfront fees for up to 10,000 people wanting to study early education at TAFE if they're elected next year. There's fresh calls this morning for pregnancy warning labels to be placed on alcohol. It's after new research has found older and more educated Aussie women are the most likely to drink during pregnancy. But less educated mums-to-be are more likely to drink a larger amount. And in a bid to cut waste by reducing the amount of smashed phones we're throwing away, Aussie researchers have invested in some tiny tech they say gets us one step closer to bendable phones. The flexible device uses a combination of carbon, hydrogen and inorganic materials.
New craft beer pies from 4 & 20, full of 100% Aussie Angus beef and flavoured with Australian craft beer. Anytime's a good time for 4 & 20 pie time.
To NRL, the coaching merry-go-round continues. Tigers coach Ivan Cleary has reportedly been offered a 3-year deal back at Penrith to join up with his son Nathan. Broncos coach Wayne Bennett is tipped to replace him as soon as next season, but so far he's committed to stay in Brisbane for the 2019 season. And to AFL, Devon Smith has wrapped up his debut season with Essendon, winning the club's Best and Fairest Award. The former Giant edging out Dyson Heppel and Zach Merritt.
This is the Mid-North Coast's Triple M News.
Showers in a top of 19 on the Mid-North Coast today. Good morning, I'm Lee Jollo with the latest local news. Construction of Stage 1 of Sovereign Hill's $100 million town centre development is officially underway. It's one of the biggest town centres under construction in regional New South Wales, with room for up to 8,500 people to live in the future. Port Hastings Council Mayor Peter Pinson says it's proof the Mid-North Coast is an area newcomers and tourists are increasingly looking at.
There is not an area within our local government reach that isn't being exposed to exciting growth. And with growth comes the upgrade of new facilities, but our visitors are also seeing what a vibrant place we are to come and visit. So it's also assisting with our tourism too.
The Mid-North Coast Police District are working to identify a man captured on CCTV they think may be able to help with an alleged fraud and theft. The offence occurred at a store in the Lighthouse Beach area on Monday. His image can be found on our website. Today is Walk to Work Day and we're being urged to stretch our legs to stamp out diabetes. Over 24,000 people in the North Coast Primary Health Network are dealing with type 2 diabetes, and as part of the pledge, locals are being asked to donate $20 to Diabetes Australia. Harold Scrooby from the Pedestrian Council says walking to work can make you more productive, reduce stress and improve your general health.
We're encouraging local residents to get out of their cars, get onto their feet and build walking into their daily routines, because walking is the best exercise for all of us.
And it's coming time to change the clocks again on the Mid-North Coast with the start of daylight savings on Sunday. Before bed on Saturday, turn the clocks forward. That way an hour of sleep that night will be lost, but we'll then be able to enjoy more evening daylight. Now to sport. The first ever Champion of Champions tournament is on the coming week from Sunday the 7th to Thursday the 11th. Football Mid-North Coast will be represented by premiers from the under-12s competition right up to the under-16s. The tournament is being held in Coffs Harbour. Sides representing the Mid-North Coast include Macleay Valley Rangers in the 12s, Port United Crocodiles in the 13s and 15s, in the 14s Port United Wallabies, and in the 16s Port United Dragons. They'll be up against sides from the southern half of the zone, as well as the best from North Coast Football, Football Far North Coast, Northern Inland, and the Hunter Valley. And that's the latest news and sport.
Triple M Beach and Surf Conditions with Hutto.
Fueled by the Q Country Club, where you can have breakfast on the balcony every Saturday and Sunday from 9.
Good morning. We have a light west to southwesterly wind, but it's not strong enough to really clean up the waves as yet. We've got two little swells happening on our beaches, a little bit of northeast swell and also a little bit of leftover eastern swell. Wave size is around that 3 foot mark with occasional bigger set coming through. But once that southwest wind picks up, those waves will really clean up, especially on the open beaches and those protected southern corners. Southern corners should have some great waves late this afternoon. We do have a low tide around 11 o'clock. High tide is around 5:30 this afternoon. And the water temperature has cooled down in pockets. There's some pockets of really cold water around 16 to 17 degrees, but mainly it's around 17 to 18 degrees. On Saturday, we're looking for a fairly strong southerly southwest wind, so those southern corners will again be the pick. We'll have two swells, a little bit of leftover northeast swell, which will be good for those southern corners, and also a new southerly swell. But most of that southerly swell, it'll just go straight past those southern corners. The open beach will have some big waves, especially late Saturday afternoon, around that 6 foot range. Then on Sunday, I think Sunday is going to be the pick of the weekend. The swell will turn around to the southeast, wave size on those southern corners. You'll probably have waves around that 3 to 4 feet mark. The open beach naturally will be bigger, copying all that swell. The wind will be from the southwest, so those southern corners should have some nice waves.
Triple M and Strotty Fabrecki. After 7, we release our top 3 things to do around the coast this weekend. It's Tracy Chapman and The Revolution at 8 to 7.
Extra, extra, read all about it.
what the papers are saying. Thanks to Chris and V at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
Here he is, the great Lee Jollo. Good morning.
Good morning, mate.
And you're excited because you're going to spend the whole Sunday on the lounge.
Yeah.
Bathers.
It's not the best look, but yeah. I mean, it's the one weekend of the year that I can feel like I can get away with it.
Now, we know it's well documented. You're a petrol head.
Mm.
You went to uni out there, didn't you?
Yeah, well, that's okay. Pretty
did
much.
Did you go to the race? Yeah.
Well, of course. That's why.
Is that why you selected Bathurst Uni?
That's the single reason. Yeah, I went to Bathurst for uni just because I could go to the racetrack every day and say that I lived on Mount Panorama.
Oh, very good. Now, where were you actually? Were you up in the dangerous area where all the hooligans are on the hill, or where were you? More in a safer area?
Well, no, when I actually went, I managed to get media accreditation. So,
oh, there we go.
Yeah. I had pretty much the best seat in the house, all the TV screens around me on the front pit straight. You can see the grandstand on the other side. Oh, it's fantastic when the cars cross the line at the end of the race. Just the roar that goes up, and it's a really awesome atmosphere. But yeah, I should get up to the. I have been up to the top, but not for like the whole weekend. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Now, interesting. Like you were in work before me. I got in just on before 4 this morning, and there's already a notification from Rob, who won our slot car race. Remember last Friday?
Oh, nice. Yeah.
4 o'clock. It says, "G'day, Strawny. Last prep before waking the family for the 6.5 hour drive to Bathurst in the famous Mount Panorama for the supercars." Whoop, whoop, here we come. We're going to leave. We were going to leave yesterday, but the wife and kids have all been pretty crook. Thanks, Triple M. So he was leaving just after 4 this morning. Good on you, Rob.
Very jealous.
Enjoy your trip. Okay, back to the serious side of things. What are the papers saying today?
Yes, absolutely. So in the Sydney Morning Herald today, the headline there, "Judge says workload will lead to tragedy." A veteran New South Wales judge says she fears her colleagues will be driven to suicide if pressure isn't lifted on the state's overwhelmed court system. In an extraordinary attack yesterday on the under-resourced sector, District Court Judge Robin Toopman warned it could come to someone taking his or her own life before action was taken to ease the workload of members of the New South Wales judiciary. As well as that, DFAT officials sought foreign cash to fund Adani coal mine. Australian and South Korean officials have discussed drumming up investment in the controversial Adani mega mine, according to official documents that appear to throw into doubt claims by the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade that it has not helped secure finance for the project. And in the Daily Telegraph, the headline there, massive picture of the Opera House, Peak Sydney. Racing New South Wales boss Peter Valandis has slammed pen-pushing officials who have wrapped a long line of red tape around a grand plan to project a major light show onto the sails of Sydney Opera House ahead of the world's richest turf race, the Everest. The state government was last night working to broker the historic deal with the iconic Sydney's building management in time for Tuesday night.
All right, thank you, Lee. Now, locally with you, it's Port Cup Day today, the $150,000 race. Take your brolly. Good luck. A dangerous surf warning for the Macquarie Coast, but still you've got a stack of stories out today.
Yeah, it's all happening today. The Port Cup will be a great one. We'll be out there. And, of course, stage one of the works of Sovereign Hills' $100 million town centre development also has kicked off starting yesterday. The area has grown significantly in the past few years with homes being built, now construction coming on the likes of a supermarket, chemist, medical centre, convenience store and restaurant. And that's just stage one. Port Hastings Council Mayor Peter Pinson saying all eyes are now on the completion in the not too distant future, and that'll be at the end of next year. So looking forward to that.
All right, Lee, thank you very much for that. Now your prediction for Bathurst.
Oh, you got to go with Jamie Wincup and Paul Dumbrell. They were untouchable in Sandown. They won by a very big margin. They were by far the fastest combination all weekend. So
but the rain's the block kicker.
Anything can happen in Bathurst's. Oh. And, I mean, in the last few Bathurst's, many cars have come from outside, the top 10 to win. So you can't pick it. That's how good the race is. Everyone loves it.
All right. Good on you, Lee. We'll have updates across the weekend too. Lee, coming up with the local news after the national news, which is about 3 minutes away here at Triple M. Marina's next. Triple M, Mid-North Coast. We've got our top three coming up. That is the Doobies there. Listen to the music. It's 7:10. Mr. Producer perusing the papers in here, getting ready for a big day at the races. How's my weather report going?
you've picked it again.
Yeah, I've done it again. I have to wear a mask. I'm finna go out well of this
done.
Joint.
Well done.
Now, do you have a preference today? I know your dad is a punter. He likes to pass his tips on. Have you had a look yet?
Yes. No, I haven't. Because I don't put my hand up to say I know much about horse racing whatsoever.
Because God loving, the late, great Dick Hillard used to get in your ear.
He did.
And did never tipped us a winner. I know. Hopeless.
Not once did I get a win.
Exactly. Now, also, I'm just looking through the field here on my mug, but do you reckon Gothland races in black colours?
Let's hope so. Let's just hope.
We'll wait and see. Bluey Waters has gone for number 9, Lady Evelyn, who is at 8-1 to be ridden by Andrew Gibbons, who rode 3 races in a row on Monday in Coffs.
Ooh.
Race 4, 5, and 6. He was brilliant.
And what's your tip?
My tip, well, I'm a fan of Valentino Rossi. So Valentino Rossa, I think, would be my pick.
So you're tipping on names, purely on names,
that's right,
not on form or anything,
as long as we know where the tip comes from. My dad always used to say, never back second up after a spell, and there's none of those horses running today, so we'll see. And do you reckon Michael Bowman has become religious in the last 24 hours?
Been doing a bit of praying.
Yeah, this rain just keeps going up in the mountains. Morning, Michael. Now, it should be a really great day. And the Triple M tent there, ready to go.
Not a celebrity's about.
Oh, unbelievable.
Mark Strawman.
You
will
idiot.
Be his finest.
Hey, talking about that, how's The Bachelor last night? Now, Brittany, who's, I know a dad, you know, from the surf club, and he was brilliant last week. What about he just drops the pair of them?
Ooh.
Imagine being behind him in a big lineup at Macca's for the drive-thru. Oh, I can't make up my mind.
Can't make up my mind, dear. Honey Badger, what's going on, son?
What is going on? There's another nickname for him now that we probably can't say on air, which is doing the rounds, but there you go. In Strawny Leagues coming up, we will have a look at what the girls had to say when he dropped the pair of them last night. But anyway, Mr. Producer not coming up with a selection until Bill rings one through.
Correct.
So there you go. Mm-hmm. 7:12. Let's have a look at this.
Strawny's top 3 things to do this weekend on Triple M.
The RSPCA Port Macquarie's Volunteer Brunch Gala Dinner Fundraiser is on tomorrow night at Ridges in Port. Now, you can enjoy a delicious 3-course meal, all while helping local animals in need. $99 per person, and you get a free drinky poo when you arrive. If you love your woodwork, the Hastings Woodworkers Guild have their annual exhibition, Woodworkers by the Sea, on today and tomorrow. It's on at the CWA Centre on the Town Green in Port Macquarie. You'll love it. And the hot rods are on the Nambucca Valley for the 42nd running of the Valor Rod Run. Now, tomorrow from 10 o'clock, it's the Show and Shine in Barra Street, Nambucca Heads, hosted by the Drag Ends Hot Rod Club. Here's Andrew McClellan.
And you'll see between 330, 350 cars, everything the pre-1949, and it'll be modified in some fashion. Everything from some old school hot rods to the sort of vintage hot rods built to look like things back from the 50s to some beautiful new shiny complete reproductions of maybe a 1932 Ford or the like. Some things, there's some nice shiny paintwork and some rat rods with some rust hanging out. Lots of things to see.
Stoney's top 3 things to do this weekend on Triple M. I'm the free online computer-generated voice for Strawny's Breaky Show.
Triple M's Entertainment Report with John Michael Housen from Majestic Cinemas, Port Macquarie, Nambucca Heads and Sawtelle.
Yeah, 12-8, here he is, John Michael, with all the Hollywood goss. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark. Good morning, Holiday Coast.
You've got a great story about our own Hugh Jackman.
Yes, he's getting a special honour at the at the Santa Barbara Film Festival. Santa Barbara, one of the most beautiful places I've ever been to on the California coast. They have a big film festival there, and he's getting the Kirk Douglas Award for Excellence in Film. And, of course, we can say he's had a wonderful career in Hollywood. And his last film, which I think was, The Showman, The Greatest Showman, made a lot of money, a huge amount of money. It was never reported, but it was a massive hit because it was really great family entertainment. And now, of course, he is doing a film about Gary Hart, the the Democratic candidate to be president. Well, he was looking for that. And back in 1988, he told the press who claimed he had a girlfriend, "We'll try and find her." Well, they went looking and they found her. Anyway, he's going to be. That's right. Gary Hart was a good-looking bloke, and everybody thought he had a great chance. But he sunk his own boat. So Hugh is playing, that's his next film.
Okay. Now also, one of Elvis's old girlfriends, Anne Margaret, is making a comeback.
Oh, Anne Margaret was absolutely... Now, you remember Anne Margaret in her early days, or maybe you don't, you might be too young. I mean, she was glamour personified, there's no doubt about it. A wonderful dancer and entertainer. And then suddenly she started to do dramatic movies. Turned out she was an absolutely fabulous actress. Not just, you know... song and dance, whatever, but her great depth as a dramatic actress. Well, she's making a bit of a comeback. She's going to join in the Sci-Fi Channel, which is, of course, on Foxtel, if you have Foxtel. She's doing a movie called Happy, and she plays a former siren of stage and screen who has a few problems in her life, right? But Anne Margaret was married to Roger Smith for many years. Roger Smith, one of the original stars of Sunset Strip, 70s Heaven, Sunset Strip.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Remember?
Yep.
And anyway, he'd been previously married, I think, to Australian actress Jeanette Elphick, who was called Victoria Shore in Hollywood. Anyway, he suffered from some debilitating disease, and she's really sort of, her career was... I think downsized so much because she cared for him for many, many years. But she was glamour personified. Her real name is Anne Margaret Svensson. I think she's of Swedish descent. But great entertainer, great dramatic actress, making a comeback.
And also, they call him the French Frank Sinatra. We lost Charles Aznavour during the week, and the song that immediately comes to mind, John Michael, is She. He certainly had a distinctive voice.
Well, I saw Charles Aznavour many times when I was in Paris, but also he came to Australia, I think, in the 70s, and people said, "Oh, we'll go and see him." He sold out concert after concert after concert. He had actually a great following in Australia. He had a wonderful voice. He was also a marvellous songwriter and wrote songs for Edith Piaf. In fact, she was one of the few blokes, he was one of the few blokes she did have affairs with because he wasn't that handsome.
Actually, John Michael, I seem to remember somewhere, because I've seen her grave in Paris at the famous cemetery where Jim Morrison is, but he used to open for her at the Moulin Rouge.
He did. He had this wonderful voice. And many people probably don't know who he was, but he certainly sold out in Australia concert after concert when he came here. Wonderful voice, wonderful songwriter, and in the early 60s, when I spent some time in Paris, you turn on the radio, you always heard Charles Aznavour. His real name was Charles Aznavourian. He was Armenian descent.
Right.
And he fought for many years for the rights of Armenian people, you know, because of the terrible slaughter of Armenians in World War I. And he was very big in trying to seek justice for them. But he was also a good film actor. That was the thing. Not only a great singer and songwriter, but he was, you know, he had this unique sort of plain-looking ugly face that was so appealing on screen. Yeah. And he was in a lot of films, and they were always great movies.
Excellent. John Michael, time's beaten us. You have a great week for Kieran and the team at Majestic. We'll talk again next week.
Thanks, Mark. See you then.
Triple M right across the Mid-North Coast. It is Simon and Garfunkel and the Sounds of Silence. Something we don't hear much of in this building. I can tell you. Should see the sales team today. All dolled up, ready to go to the Port Cup. Unbelievable. You should see some of the outfits. Will Pommy Rich have his Hull FC footy jumper on? I don't think so. I think you go for the pork pie hat today. And you're going to hear Pommy Rich with Jack, the dynamic duo, tomorrow from 8 with the weekend What's On here at the M's.
Triple M.
Birthday wheel.
For 40 Wings, Port Macquarie. Wake up wonderful with a new bed from 40 Wings in the Port Home Zone.
Okie dokie, let's go and try and give away some money now. We go to beautiful North Haven and say a very good morning to Fiona. G'day, Fiona. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Mark, yourself?
Terrific. Now, we seem to be in a dry circle. Everything else around us is raining. Do you feel it in your bones? Are we actually going to get something today, Fiona?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not a very good weather forecaster.
Well, you'll be better than me. I've got to wear a mask when I get out of this joint today, I think. Anyway, let's try and spin up some cash for you. Christy's going to spin the wheel. She's in here early. What number are we looking for you, Fee?
Number one, please.
Number one. All right, Christy, away you go. Let's go for number one. Come on, number one. Come on, number one. Come on, number one. Come on, number one. Oh, you tell her. I'm not going to tell her. You tell her.
Oh, my gosh. It was so very close. 31. It's literally sitting right next to one.
One number off. Oh, no, Christy. Sorry, Fee, we can't give you the cash. That was so close. We're so excited. What we will do, end of the month, Christy does the bag draw for the Triple M bag, jam-packed full of goodies. Your friends are going to say you were one off today. I'm so sorry about that, Fee, but thanks for the call.
That's all right. Thanks, Mark.
Okie dokie. Okay. She said, thanks, Christy. Oh, Joel wouldn't be thanking you at the moment. Anyway, that was so close. Other birthdays today include, now, one of our favourites, Shirley McKernan. Now, Shirley's birthdaying today. From all her family and friends and from us all here at Triple M, we want to say happy birthday, Shirl, because she comes in once a month and gives Aideen all her family's birthdays. So good on you, Shirl. One of our great listeners. You have a great day. Also, it's a happy 55th wedding anniversary today going out to Anne and Steve Perry. We hope you to enjoy the day today. And people like Shirley are sharing their birthdays with the likes of Imran Khan, actor Guy Pearce, and Brian Johnson from AC/DC. Have a great weekend, everybody. That's it from the wheel. Back on Monday, thanks to Jerome and the team at 40 Winks at 14 past 8. Triple M Mid-North Coast, it's Johnny Fabrecki, the Ray Hadley Morning Show, right around the country on 131-873. That is the Spencer Davis Group there, and keep on running. And it is Oztober, of course, coming up. Dave Gleason after Ray today, and his very special guest will be the great Diesel as well. Now, the garage sessions, like to win a ticket, you get a tropical North Queensland and walk around in a Hawaiian shirt with a drink with an umbrella in it. I made that one up too. But if you want to win tickets, remember, you've got to be a Triple M Club member. Sign up today at triplem.com.au.
Triple M's Flight Times, powered by Majestic Cinemas in Port Macquarie and Buckheads in Sawtelle, where movies come alive. For more details, head to majesticcinemas.com.au.
Okay, about a 10-minute delay this morning. Justin tells me at the Port Macquarie Airport, QF2165. Now, out just after 10 o'clock, should get you into Sydney around 11:30. Rain easing, windy and 16 degrees in Sydney today. Have a great flight.
The Mid-North Coast Today. What's on for Holiday Coast Credit Union?
And here she is, Christy, another one like myself who's amazed about the excitement in the snake pit, as we lovingly call the sales department.
I know, they're Bobsy.
What about some of the outfits?
Oh, Brad and Rich, Pommy Rich, they're Bobsy twins this morning. Yeah. They're both donning the fancy sort of shiny shirt with the vest.
That's right.
And doesn't Rich have a top hat on?
No, he has a pork pie hat.
A pork pie hat on there. Pommy Rich and his pork pie hat.
Pork pie hat there, so he's looking resplendent there today, and I'll just hazard a guess that Jigs is picking him up.
Probably.
He's not driving. Just on that, can I tell you one of the funniest stories ever from the Port Cup? Mm-hmm. Right? Now, this, I mean, everything in moderation. I know a lady who enjoys having a good time. Mm-hmm. She's coming out of the Port Cup, has not seen a race, right? Just been in the tent the whole time.
Yeah.
Gets on the bus and think, oh, how good's this? And while the bus is leaving the area, she says to the lady next to her, oh, yeah, going into Finian's. I wonder what band's on there tonight. And he goes, what's Finian's? She said, well, Finian's, you know, the hotel in Main Street in Port. The other lady says, Port? This is going to Tamworth. The bus was going to Tamworth. Stop the bus!
Oh, no, imagine if she got the whole
story.
Way.
It's a true story, oh, yeah. Lucky she didn't have a little nap.
You know how expensive that cab ride would have been to get back?
Yeah, anyway. Good luck to everyone heading out to the Cup today.
Yes, do not make that mistake. Have you got your fascinator sorted, Strawny?
Yes. What's the difference between a fascinator and a hat? A fascinator is only half a hat.
Well, kind of. It's like a headband with pretty floral bits on it, or sharp bits, whatever is on trend. Ash in our schedules department is wearing cat ears today.
Cat ears?
Not the fluffy ones. They're kind of metal, really designer diamonds.
And what about, we know Bianca loves to dress up. Surely she's gone for something
Well, she's keeping it very secretive. She's not dressed up. A bit like me today, where I'm, I haven't got the makeup or the hair done yet.
I'm waiting.
Okay. Oh, you're saving it for later so you can rock up looking dapper.
Dapper, we'll see. It's a bit hard.
Are you even going to show up? Come on.
My name and dapper in the one sentence sort of doesn't fit. Now, what's happening today?
Look, there's a free lunchtime concert at the Glasshouse from 12:30 with the Grannies, Mostly Mozart. Hot Rods, we've been talking about it, in the Nambucca Valley, the 42nd running of the Valor Rod Run. That's tomorrow from 10 a.m. sees the show and shine in Bower Street in Nambucca Heads, hosted by the Dragons Hot Rod Club. And there's dancing at the Yutungan Hall from 7 o'clock tonight. And, of course, the Port Cup. The race is worth $150,000. Who are you betting on?
Because I like Valentino Rossi. There's Valentino Rossa.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
And there's a horse called Gothland. I wonder if it's racing in black.
Don't do it. You know how I often pick? I just go with my favourite number, which is 3. And if the jockey's wearing pink, that'll be my bet.
Okay, so you're going for number 3. All righty.
Who's that?
Well, let's have a look here today.
Is any jockeys wearing pink today?
Well, there's a lot of them. So normally pink's normally the colours of the club. If they don't have colours for a horse, they go straight for the... and they don't call it pink. It's really funny. And we often talk about this, Mr. Producer and I. It's not pink. It's called cerise.
Oh.
All right.
Don't get technical, Strawny.
Number 3, you're going for Aeroteric.
Aeroteric.
Written by Tommy Berry. He's a great jockey. Yeah.
It sounds like it's fast, like an aeroplane.
Yeah,
so
okay.
Fingers crossed.
All right, Christy, thank you for that. We've got the mayor next. That's it for us on the show for today. Been busy one. Now, if you missed any part of the show, you remember you can go to my page and press catch up. You can hear John Michael telling the story about Hugh Jackman. He's won a huge gong. Wondering about the surf for the weekend, you can have a look at Hutto, or listen to Hutto talking about that, and Mr. Producer and I talking about the honey badger, which was the biggest dud you've ever seen. Yes, okay, that and more on the catch up there today. Whatever you're doing, enjoy the day, and good luck if you're heading to the Port Cup. Stand by. Ray After Nine on 131 873. God's in his morning to Bobby driving the courtesy bus at my great sponsors Port City Barlow. You got the top hat on, Bobby.
That money can't buy making the best of each day.